Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. Nice and simple.
Yep.
Visit the site right away. I'm joined by my co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
I'm excited about our show. So I was looking at, saw some interesting news this week. How often have we all sang the song Happy Birthday at every event?
Right.
It never even dawned on me that that might be copyrighted.
Yeah, I didn't think about it either.
So there is actually, that song was owned by Warner Chappell. Okay, as a publishing company that had the rights to that, and there was just a big court case that hit the they hit this week where they actually lost the rights to it. And it's interesting because it was a lesson in the exchange of title. So that song, because they've received as much as $50,000 for a single use of that song in a movie.
In a movie, right.
Yeah, 50 grand they've received for it. So, and that was just from one single use. Who knows how much, you know, they've made in, like, over the course of time. So that song goes all the way back to 1893. A Kentucky school teacher named Patty Hill and her sister Mildred wrote a song. They wrote the original tune for it, and the lyrics were different. It was "Good morning to you" instead of "Happy birthday."
Good morning. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they originally wrote that in 1893, and then in 1935, there was a company called Summey Company copyrighted the lyrics to "Happy Birthday to You."
Okay.
As Summey Company ended up being sold to another company and being sold again, eventually this Warner Chappell company ended up with the copyrights to it. Well, when this thing went to court, apparently there was a breach of title somewhere along the way that there was not title that could show that Summey Company, that in 1935 copyrighted the song, ever had clear title to it.
Oh, man.
So this is very similar. I know this is actually, as a copyright issue, this is very similar to title issues we see in real estate too, that you have to have a clean chain of title from one party to another. So I thought that was kind of an interesting little tidbit of trivia.
So next time you're singing Happy Birthday, just think of Mildred and Patty Hill.
Yeah, in 1893, yeah. Kentucky school teachers.
That's pretty interesting.
As kindergartners. Yeah, so we don't have to worry about paying royalties anymore.
No, apparently not. Well, they're fighting it, right, but yeah.
Yeah, so next, I know we ran across this chart that you're going to post on our website, Tammy.
Yes.
And it's about decluttering your life.
Yeah, it's just a quick little flow chart.
So before a move, getting ready to move, and you have all this stuff, okay, are you going to take all the junk with you or are you going to tone it down?
Right.
So let's walk through that thought process real quick, Tammy.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you're getting ready to sell your house, you should consider decluttering it prior to. And it's just, it's taking up a prime real estate of your property right now. And then, of course, if you're getting ready to move, who wants to haul something I had back in 1988? I don't anymore. So, one of the things that we started off with is, look at what it is. Is it clothing? Is this sentimental item? Now, to Doug, everything's sentimental. So
it
just
is.
FYI, I didn't know that prior to marrying you. Now I do. So clothing, sentimental items, books, and music. If you look at the item and you're holding it and you're like, I think I wore this in seventh grade, it's time to get rid of it. And when you're 45 like we are, so.
It might be time to get rid of it.
No, it is. It's time.
Well, because the first thing you have to ask yourself is when you look at those items is, do you use it regularly?
Well, okay, I will admit, I have a pair of shoes back from ninth grade that I still, if they're Nike tennis shoes, they're still in great shape.
Okay, well, in most cases, if it's something that's that old, you don't necessarily use it regularly. But if you do use it regularly, then you know you're pretty much going to take it with you.
Yeah.
Okay? If the answer is no and you don't, because what this is about is defining the use.
Right.
Okay, you're defining the use for it. And, when you hold the item, does it make you remember that summer of 2001?
I just get the Kleenex out for you, honey.
Right, exactly.
Well, you're
but
so
I remember
sentimental.
This time was so great.
Oh, right. There was summer of 69. I remember. Oh, wait. You weren't born.
Well, and if you have to try to remember where it came from, Okay, now all of a sudden you have to really, you know, look a little closer that, you know, would you pay to move this thing?
Right.
Is the question that would you pay to move it? So if it's a small item, it won't cost much to move it. But let's say it's an old couch.
Right.
Okay.
That weighs a ton.
It's in your basement and you've had it since college.
And it smells funky.
Right. Because would you pay to move it? And it depends on the price.
Right.
Okay? If it's cheaper to buy a new one, then you go ahead and get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, think about it like this. We all have college students and people out there that are trying to get started. Donate it or, you know, put it out on Facebook or wherever your social media source is and say, hey, I got a free couch. Come and get it.
Well, yeah, if you post in the free section on Craigslist and it will be gone in no time.
Yep, that is so true.
Although a lot of those things you can actually sell and get some money for it.
Yeah, that's true.
So one of the other questions you have to ask yourself is, If you saw it in a store today, would you buy it? It becomes an important question that, you know, would you buy it and would you like that?
Does it come with the stains already?
Right.
Right? I don't know.
Because in most cases, people think, well, I wouldn't buy it necessarily, but I already own it.
Right.
So I'm just going to keep it. And that may be faulty logic.
Right.
It's definitely a good time to review those things. Visit our website to look at this flow chart to be able to declutter your life before a move. Visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And download this flowchart, look at it with your loved ones, and make sure that you don't haul a bunch of junk with you to your next home.
That's right.
So coming up, we're going to be visiting with Kaiser Law Firm, talking about short sales and letting you know all the ins and outs of what you may need to know if you owe more in your home than what it's worth and you need to try to sell it. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.